final item for me is the administrator's report for September 23rd, 2014. Item number one, please be advised on September 30th, the County Council will host a workshop on the State of Delaware's Code of Ethics. The workshop will be part of the regularly scheduled County Council meeting and will commence at 1 p.m. in Council Chambers. During that time, members of Council and County staff will hear from Deborah Moreau, Esquire, and Counsel for the Public Integrity Commission. Item number two, property owners are reminded to pay their annual county property tax bill by Tuesday, September 30th. Payments can be made online, in person, by phone, or by mail. Any payments mailed must be postmarked no later than September 30th or thereafter, be subject to a penalty. This year's tax bills once again feature an easier-to-read format unveiled in 2013 to help taxpayers better understand their bills and payment options. For more information, please visit the county's website at sussexcountyde.gov. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings, Pension Committee updated recommendations.
Oh, my.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. I will be discussing the county's pension performance, the OPEB investment policy, which is the health benefit pension fund, and a reallocation recommendation. In your packet, you had the minutes to the August 21st Pension Committee meeting and the investment performance report as of June 30th. And just a summary of the investment report. Market value was $70.9 million for the pension fund. Year-to-date gain of $4.4 million, with a $2.7 million coming just from this quarter. Year-to-date return of 6.3% and a one-year return of 16.8% net of fees. We're still in the top percent ranking for year-to-date returns when compared to the other 230 plans followed by Pierce Park Group. The summary of the Health Benefit Pension Fund, or the OPEB Investment Fund, the market value is $30.3 million, one-year gain of $3.8 million, or 14.2% net of fees. While the fund's performance ranks slightly above average for the OPEB fund, the fund still outperformed its benchmark. The committee is making recommendations that the OPEB investment policy statement to continue to improve the OPEB fund. So the first recommendation that the committee has is making the following changes. The first one is a decreased fixed income target of 40% to 39%, an increased cash target from 0% to 1%, an increased international equity target from 12% to 14%, a decreased domestic equity target from 48% to 46%, and the change in the international equity benchmark from MSCI EAFE to MSCI ACWI. The reason for these changes is there is a growth in the international equity market that will give the county more opportunity to invest in additional value and growth equities without increasing the county's risks. These changes still align with the current investment policy range, and the recommendation only moves the target a couple of percentage points. And I have a motion for this part.
Please use your motion.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council make the asset allocation percentage changes and index changes as discussed to the OPEB investment policy statement based on the recommendation of the pension committee.
I have a question.
I have a motion from council.
Motion.
Motion, I'll Mrs. Deaver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions, Mrs. Deaver.
Little question. Why would they want to increase their cash on hand? What was the reason for that?
Okay. 0% is unrealistic because we pay our pension benefits out of our checking book.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to have a little bit of cash so that I can pay the benefits.
Anyway. That's
so,
a good reason.
So it is 0%, but really we need money to pay the benefits.
That's good reason.
Mr. Phillips.
This might be more philosophical than today is appropriate, but do we have a responsibility as a governing body to invest in domestic equities? It sounds as if we're moving our international portion of the portfolio from 12% to 14%.
Yes. So I understand your concern, and that was brought up by the committee. These are international companies that they have investments in the U.S., they just are also international as well.
Such as?
Dell or anybody, they do business internationally.
Are they incorporated in Delaware, most of them?
I mean, I know there's a lot of incorporations in Delaware, but I'm not sure the percentage of which ones are incorporated in Delaware.
So we're not investing in Chinese Google or anything?
No. These are all top-graded companies. We would never... It's all AA or above. We wouldn't.
Okay.
More questions of council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, good job.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Point of clarification, there's nothing wrong with Chinese Google, but yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Jennings?
The next one was, the committee was having some concerns with the Fidelity Low Price Stock Fund because of the cost. It was costing us 0.83%. So we reviewed other options to see if we could get another manager with similar performance and exposures, but at a lower cost. So we compared this manager's performance from 2008 to 2013 with DuPont Small Capital Equity and Vanguard Extended Market Index. And I have provided you a chart showing you the difference. When it comes down to it, Vanguard is at 0.10% is their fees versus the Fidelity of 0.83% that we have been paying. So it would be a cost savings. We didn't want to move all the money into Vanguard because Fidelity has performed very well for us, especially in a down market. So we would like to recommend moving half of the money that is in Fidelity, which is $5.2 million in total. So we would recommend moving $2.6 million, which would save us about a $19,000 in annual fees.
Motion?
I do.
Go ahead.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council, based on the recommendation of the Pension Committee, move $2.6 million from the Fidelity Low Price Stock Fund to the Vanguard Extended Market Index.
So move.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Questions on the motion?
Yes. Deaver. The Fidelity Low Price hasn't really done that well either, has it? As far as, I mean, our blue chip, Fidelity blue chip has done quite well. But so, in other words, I think it's a great move, even though it's about the costs of it.
That's correct.
Yes.
Fidelity still has performed very well for us. That's why we don't want to move all the money.
But this particular one, I don't know. Has been so good.
Yes.
Okay.
Questions of council? Mr. Wilson?
Is it more of a risk by moving?
No. It's the same type of funds. It's mid-cap funds.
Same risk.
Yeah.
More questions of council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Hal Godwin. Wetlands Advisory Committee up.